know it's me. Funky baby. You want it if you want it, girl. Take it how you need it if you feel it, girl. Scream it if you feel it, if you need it, girl. Dream it like you see it if you seen it, girl. Cause ain't nobody better than a ride away. There ain't nobody better than a drive away. Cause I can see your body from a mile away. But I ain't like them dudes with phone a mile away. Cause he's a pillow talking freak and he loves to freak. He likes to get it up and say he loves for weeks. No baby really loves me unless he goes for weeks. And I call him in the morning and say, baby, geez. Everything that I love is for you and I. Ain't trying to love you, baby, I'm just trying to fly. Like an alligator, I'ma go to the skies. You better take me far, but just no surprise. Cause everything I do is for I. We jumping off the table like you see in the ride. She about to do it, cause everything I do is just for you.
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
What?
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
Maybe you can go to...
I heard at CITR you can donate during Fun Drive from February 2nd to 9th to get cool prizes like lighters, wine glasses, bathrobes, and more. Donate to CITR to help community radio thrive.
To donate, go to CITR.ca/donate. Hello?
Hey, I'm just gonna come out and say it. I've been meaning to tell you this. I know that we've only been hanging out for some time, but you make my world so much brighter, and I have a really big crush on you, and I think I might be in love with you.
Hey, sorry, the call keeps cutting out. Can you say that one more time?
Never mind. I'll see you in class tomorrow.
Make sure no voices get left unheard while they are talking about something they love. CITR is a place where people in the community can come together to talk about things they are passionate about. This year, CITR is raising money for a radio transmitter, which CITR cannot survive without because it literally transmits the radio. No pun intended. Help us make sure voices are being heard on the air by donating to CITR from February 2nd to 10th during the week of Fun Drive, and in return, you will receive a cool prize and will also help community radio survive and thrive.
Yeah. So you've heard of Black excellence.
Yes.
I love Black excellence. It's excellent. Unfortunately, this is not that.
Jared Dudley.
This is something different.
Very median.
Check it out. I'm one of a billion, paying the bills, man. Bills fan, live in a building. My only drama's all my children. I'm chill. Not broke, not rich. Only chalet that we go into is Swiss. I relate to a Fred Van Vliet. I'm like, Swiss, sure I miss. Fish you basic, well it is.
What it is.
Look, I say that I'm busy. Not that busy though. I'm no Diddy. Look at the video. Wifey work for the city. Pensions litty. Y'all should retire. I do admire those who aspire, but I don't really. Not trying to be flyer. Canadian tire. Life for us is already up and catastrophic. So shout out all my Africans that learn the data process to fatten up the pockets, deal with racist bosses. Stanley at the office, turn it off and watch this. All okay, only ball okay. I just want you to know that that's all okay. If you just rap okay, only trap okay, and you sing okay like karaoke. Say, say, okay.
a bizarre person. I look regular like a LeVar Burton. More into the Star Trek than a star searching. Hard working, shattered savage. Not a caddy, I'm just black with baggage. Daddy with daughter, I'd be happy if she matched the average. People want me to be bad, but I won't. People want me to like jazz, but I don't. Wish I did, too many notes. Can I live at my crib? We just folks, I'm a man. Why I wanna be a goat? I just wanna see us cope. We eat the stars that we broke. Like you either make them laugh or you're a joke. I'm like, nope, I have every right to be like a B or a C with a do-rag on while I ski. They don't get it. Melanin, paramedics, dentists, dental hygienists, or delivering for UPS and FedEx. Pop said it. Okay, if you just ball, okay. I just want you to know that that's all okay. If you just rap, okay. Only trap, okay. And you sing, okay, like karaoke. Say, hey, 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 hey. It's okay, okay.
Yo, 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 you're tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, Issa Arian. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish territory, live from the most western part of UBC's campus, most western part of the Lower Mainland. And you're here with Off the Beaten Path. Listen, we do this every Tuesday. Like I said, we're broadcasted from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-waututh Tooth territory. And you know what time it is. Listen, it's the fun drive. It is the fun drive. Listen, I've been reminding you for about 3 months. You've had 3 months to save up your change, 3 months to save up your dollars, your loonies, your toonies. Maybe you got some shillings, you got some pounds, maybe you got some dollars, you got some pesos, you know, some dineros. You know what? And you can, listen, give that money to CITR. Listen, I've told you about what CITR does, and I can tell you about what CITR needs. But listen, I'm going to share this with you, you know, now, in the middle of the show at the end. So you might as well just give your money now so you can feel good for the rest of the show. Listen, giving money feels good. Giving money, giving time to the community feels good. Basically, in a nutshell, we have a lot of gear on the roof of Gage Tower that needs to be replaced. This includes the FM transmitter, the broadcast antenna, among other things. Now, if you listen to CITR, using go to CITR.ca, this might not affect you. But listen, all over Vancouver, if you're driving in your car and you want to listen to 101.9, because you know that all the other radio stations in Vancouver are ass. They're just ass. Listen, you could be part of the reason why we could reach more people, why you can tell your friend, hey, listen on Tuesdays from 8 to 10, they got Crimes and Treasons. Then from 10 to 11, they got this guy named Issa, and he is educational. And you know what? There's lots of places in the world right now that are pushing back on education. You know what? You can take a step and push it forward. It's a major project to try to change, get a new FM transmitter and broadcast antenna. So we're aiming to raise $20,000 this year towards this goal, and we'll sound better. We're future-proofing the signal chain. Listen, we are really, and I can tell you a little bit about my experience, you know, with CITR. And, you know, we like to talk a little bit about some personal things. And, you know, for me, what's personal? What's going on with me? Listen, CITR, for me, I started at the radio station in 2015, in 2016, kind of right as soon as I got to Vancouver. You know, also, did you know it's Black History Month? So, and I'm black, so, you know, give back. Anyways, so CITR was, for me, coming from the States and coming to Vancouver, I wouldn't say it was much of a culture shock, but the idea that I was starting school, you know, coming to a new place, trying to meet some friends. You know, I made a lot of great friends at school, like, you know, within my cohort at in Sauder. But I don't know if you know, when you go to graduate school, you're just kind of with the people that you're in class with. So, you know, and they're cool. I listen, there's lots of them I really like, and some of them I love. And but sometimes you need a little bit of an outlet. So what I did was I came to the Nest, and I was like, wow, radio show. I like to talk, and, you know, I think I got things to say. So I met some people here. I met Jamal Steeles, who's in Crimes and Treasons, and Crimes and Treasons family. They brought me in, and it was cool. I came here every Tuesday, and, you know, just got to hang out and got to meet some other black people. And then I was in the studio and got to meet some other cool studio people. There's so many friends that I made through CITR. And then not only made friends, but also was able to find ways to give back my time and to help other people. So I don't know if you listen to Crimes and Treasons, what you have heard was from DJ Relly Rails. Listen, he does table tutors, but I know that he used to teach DJing at CITR. Listen, and so, like, if you wanted to learn how to DJ, you want to learn how to talk on the radio, you want to give an opportunity to, you know, an opportunity to people to really have a voice and to share their thoughts or to share their musical expression, or, you know, to even practice interviewing people, practice making audio documentaries, practice making podcasts. Listen, CITR is the place. And if you are in the community, you can join up for a community contribution. These can just be $30 and you can be a member of CITR. So not only can you give money, but you can also be a part of what we have going here. You know, we have a lot of programming. A lot of different voices can come here and speak. And then also you can help the camps and some of the classes that we have for the youth and, you know, for all different people with all different types of abilities, all different types of perspectives. You can come here and you can be a part and have your voice shared. So listen, give to the fund drive. I think my goal is only $150. Listen, you listening right now, you can take care of that. That's it. Like I said, in 2019, maybe 2020, I raised the most money. And so I would like to get back there. And you can help me out. And also, like I said, it's Black History Month. So we're listening to Shot, Black Averages. Listen, because if you listen to this and you're black, or if you listen to this and you're not black, listen, it's okay. If you're just average, listen, that's what equality is. It is. The freedom to just be average. You know, black excellence is great. Listen, this is what we have. We have Viola Davis, who just won a Grammy and secured the last Infinity Stone for her EGOT. If you don't know what an EGOT is, it's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony. Viola Davis, powerhouse. Then you got LeBron James tonight, who just went over the NBA's all-time scoring record. You know, he just won over Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Now LeBron solidifies himself in the greatest basketball players of all time. And then we got Beyonce, who won her 32nd Grammy the same night Viola Davis got her EGOT, and Beyonce becomes the most all-time winningest artist, got the most Grammys. So black excellence, amazing. Black averageness, also amazing. You know what's not amazing is if you don't give any money. Anyways, listen, on the show, what we do is here. We talk a lot about what's going on here locally, what's going on here in the world. Listen, this is going to be like a, I'm going to take a break from sharing some serious stories because, listen, we got a lot. Actually, you know what? I was listening to one of my favorite podcasters. His name is Bomani Jones. And I think he's talking about the ban on Florida books. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But also, I might just play the clip from a show because I don't know if I can. Sometimes you have to know, like, listen, I can communicate a lot of things. But sometimes you might not be the best. And you have to acknowledge that because when somebody communicates something so clearly, so concise in a way that just makes so much sense, rather than try to paraphrase what they say, you know what? You should just maybe let them say it. So we're going to get to that. But, I mean, listen, there's so much amazingly funny, hilarious news going on, as well as so much seriousness all the time. You know, I might mix it up a little bit. Maybe we'll go with the, we'll go for like a sandwich. Maybe we'll go some funny stuff first, and then we'll go some serious stuff. Then we'll go back to some funny stuff, you know, like that. Like here, we like to talk, you know, it's, we're going down my path tonight, and, you know, I'm in the mood to just, I'm in the mood to lift up. You know, it's the seventh day of Black History Month, and you know, I had a lovely evening tonight. First, we went to Ethos Labs, had a fundraiser. So if you live in Vancouver, and if you don't live in Vancouver, you should learn about Ethos Labs. Ethos Labs is a place, you know, it's a Black-led organization that helps students of all backgrounds really come together and really focus, you know, provides an opportunity to focus on tech, you know, learn some tech skills, learn how to build tech and how to integrate tech within like the wider community. They have so many programs going on. So check out Ethos Lab. Listen, if you don't want to give to CITR because you're like, listen, I can part with my money. But you know what? That fucking Issa guy, I just don't want to give my money to anything that he's associated with. Well, you know what? I'm not associated with Ethos Labs. They got some great people over there, and you can give your money to them. I met some great people tonight. So much good vibes that I'm feeling, and I just want to share. I just want to share how good I'm feeling with you. You know what I mean? Thinking about the weather today. So, you know, I gave like a, I don't know, 3-4 show hiatus talking about the weather because we all saw it. We felt it. It was cold. It was rainy. There's no optimism in sight when it's in January, December. But today, after it rained heavy and then after it hailed, you know, I was like, wow, the sun is shining and that's amazing. And it just felt like I walked outside in just a sweatshirt feeling like, you know what? I could feel the summer coming. I could feel the summer. I know it's January, February, but I could feel the warmth. Like today was, tomorrow will be a high of 6 and it's going to rain through the weekend, but go out and enjoy tomorrow. Go out and enjoy tomorrow. It's going to be sunny, a little bit of clouds, but mostly sunny. Enjoy it because the weekend is going to be rainy all weekend. Anyways, when we get back, I'm going to ask you guys a question. I'm going to ask y'all a question because I would be curious, especially as it comes up to Valentine's Day next week. Don't forget, guys, it's Valentine's Day next week. And there is, I'd like to know, like, what do you guys think about this? Let me get back. She's asleep in the backseat, looking peaceful enough to me, but she's waking up inside a dream full of screeching. Tires and fire, we're coming back from where no one lives. Pretty much just veterans. When I pointed out where the North Star is, she called me a fucking liar. Emily, I'm sorry, I just we
stressing me. I might die cause the LA snow. I know where I'm at, I don't know where to go. She be stressing me. I might die cause the LA snow. Shit, I never knew the dude that I would do it to. Who is you? You not a cool dude. Back out the ruler clip, do do do. Back out the ruler clip, do do do. I bought a new purse and new shoes. She Hollywood, literally, it's too true. I saw her walking with a guy, shirt says new dude. I ain't stressing though, because I'm too cruel.
They're on my body, these LA girls. I flew off from music, left with no pearls. She's not the one for me.
Shit, she ain't know how to love. I know where I'm at, I don't know where to go. She be stressing me, I might die cause the LA snow. I know where I'm at, I don't know where to go. She be stressing me, I might die cause the LA snow.
She messes with me, she reaches me to a certain degree. I can't deal with the fakeness, baby. Experience has got me so fucking crazy. I don't know if I wanna deal with the shit all now. All now. They're on my body, these LA girls. I flew off from music, left with no pearls. She's not the one for me.
Shit, she ain't know how to love. I know. I don't know where to go. She be stressing me. I might die cause the LA snow. I know where I'm at. I don't know where to go. She be stressing me. I might die cause the LA snow. I know where I'm at. I don't know where to go. She be stressing me. I might die cause the LA snow. I know where I'm at. I don't know.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9CITR.ca. Listen, if you'd like to call in 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, if you call in, I'll tell you exactly why you should give to the fund drive, and then you can tell me exactly how much you're going to give. I'll put you on the spot, I promise. So you know how this show, you know, there's some things that we love. We love animals. We love animals taking back their freedom. We love scammers, even if, you know, you're a little scared to do a scam. And listen, we love people going out of their way, helping people. And we love people who give back to the community, people who give money to CITR, give money to Ethos Labs, give money to whoever needs it, including me. Listen, if you want to give money directly to me, we could talk about that later. Anyways, you know who doesn't need to be given any money? That's Anna Delvey. So I don't know if you all are familiar, but listen, we've talked about this on the show before, and I want to talk about it. I wanted to talk about it last week, but listen, there's so much good stuff. We just ran out. But Anna Delvey, I don't know if you watched the Netflix show. She's a scammer. So she scammed a lot of rich people out of money. And you know what? And it's still going on. This is one thing that I learned just from her and Billy McFarland, the guy who set up Firefest. So both of these young white people, they've had, some success scamming, you know, really dreaming big, executing on these big ideas, not in a great way, but in a way that allowed them to fail up. So, you know, fail up in a way that got them both Netflix documentaries, Hulu documentaries. And so Anna Delvey, you know, is just, it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing and also pretty sad. Kind of says like the state of our culture, which is something that I really believe, which is that like if you just want it bad enough, you can have it. Like not in the way that now when I say have it, I mean you can have the opportunity to go to jail, and maybe from that jail, if you got the complexion for the protection, you might make it out and up to exactly where you wanted to be. So about 2 weeks ago, Anna Delvey had her 32nd birthday party, which she called what was the name of the party? It was an invite. Basically, she's on house arrest in New York City. And so she had a birthday party where she invited, invited people to come in, to come to her party, come to her house. And she created, some type of felony chic where she knows she's got the ankle bracelet on. Anyways, well, people come into her house and they sign NDAs and they even gave away their social security number. And I feel like giving your social security number to a scammer has to be I don't understand how is that part of like the chicness, you know what I mean? Like it feels like stealing in plain sight, and more power to her because they're just asking for it. It's better than, I guess, than going behind and, you know, doing some credit card fraud, wire fraud. You're just like, no, they just gave me the information. Anyways, she had a party, people showed up. There's so many crazy pictures. It's just the idea that, like, one, that we even talk about on the radio show, but also it's just like the kind of culture that we have where we've cultivated in a society that, like, if you scam hard enough, you can be rewarded. Now, I'm not gonna lie. Listen, if the party would have been accessible, like not in New York City, would I have gone to the party? Yeah, because I'm a scammer fan. Would I give a scammer my social security number? No, so I guess I wouldn't have been able to go to the party. Anyways, they call it clubhouse arrest. And listen, I know people who've been on house arrest, and I know people who've thrown parties while they were on house arrest. And I'm not gonna lie. I don't think that I know someone who was on house arrest that wasn't fun. Because, like, I know quite a few people who have been, victims of the carceral state that we exist in, you know, like that. And I don't know, like, I guess, and to be on house arrest, you have to be deemed, like, not a flight risk and then also not dangerous and then also not in jail for a violent crime. So you're probably in there for something that maybe shouldn't, like jail shouldn't be the first option. That's why you're on house arrest, so you get to go home. And so I take this all back. So I'm like thinking, I'm like, you know, it's silly all these people went to the party. But like now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, listen, all my friends who've been on house arrest, I've been at the house, kicked it. We had a good time. If one of them had got famous, I'm sure there would have been a lot more people. Like, it wasn't like no people at the house, but I'm sure there would have been a lot more people. So, you know what? Anybody who went to this party, you know what? I hope you don't get scammed, but I hope you also had a good time. I hope it was worth it. I hope you do get scammed, and then I hope that the scam was worth it, because nothing would be funnier than finding out that instead of just like actually, you know, having a party and being like quirky and like, oh, get your NDA and get your social security number. And I don't know, my bad German accent or Russian accent, where she's from. And it being like, oh, it's just like a quirky thing. Like, no, actually, you actually just gave up your identity and they actually scammed you. I think that would be hilarious. Because fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me two times, shame on me. I know the saying. It's crazy because I only remember it from George Bush getting it wrong. But as we move on, so much shit going on here. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I forgot about this one. So I don't know how I feel about this. So because I don't know if you guys have been to Japan, but I have. And in Japan, they eat raw horse meat, right? And so I was trying to figure out, like, where did that raw horse meat come from? And now I know it comes from Winnipeg. So, little did I know, when I was eating a raw horse in Japan, I was actually eating a Canadian. Anyways, so there's the animal welfare advocates. I say the animal welfare advocates, like there's only one. Some of the group are filing a legal complaint versus this Japanese company who buys horses in Winnipeg and brings them to Japan to be eaten. Because this is what I don't understand. Because they say Canada isn't doing enough to protect the horses that are flown to Japan to be slaughtered. They say that there is a legal 28-hour limit that, like, the horses can go without food or water or rest, and these companies routinely, I guess, you know, overdo the limit and, you know, make the journey for the horses basically a terrible journey. And, you know, I'm on both sides, right? Because I watched the movie EO over, you know, at the Vancouver International Film Festival last year. And it really, I want to say, humanized the journey of this donkey for me. Like, in a way that it was like a, you're watching this donkey go on this journey and, you know, see these different relationships that it has with different types of people and, you know, and the sadness and the longing for belonging and what that looks like. And you don't know at the end just kind of like what's going to happen to the donkey. And it pulled my heartstrings just a little bit, you know? However, these horses, you know what the end of the movie looks like. They're going to end up on somebody's plate. And it's hard. Like, and it's not like these people, these horses are going to end up on somebody's plate, you know, like years from now. It's like these horses are going to end up on somebody's plate in 3 days. You know what I mean? And so is this that much of a violation, you know, by, like, you know, how much are we splitting hairs here? You know, like that, like, yeah, the horses might be uncomfortable, but also they're going to die in just a few more hours. I don't know. I sometimes feel like, you know, there are lots of things that we can talk about. Like, maybe if these people were fighting for people not to eat, not to export the horses, but it's either the glue factory or Japan, and I don't know which is worse, like to be eaten or turned into Elmer's. Might seem a little insensitive, but these are the realities of some of the things that are going on. And so, I don't know. I hope everybody gets what they want, because that horse, I'm not going to lie, the horse was a little delicious. When I say a little delicious, like, I'm trying to stop using qualifiers. The horse was delicious. I had it twice, and I'd have to think, like, would it have made a difference for me if I'd known that the horse was hungry when I ate it? I'm going to have to say no. And I know that sounds pretty callous to me, especially here in Vancouver, that, like, the horse being well fed doesn't make me feel any worse or any better about eating a horse. I mean, and especially well fed, like in the last few moments, you know, last few hours. And the more I talk about it, the worse I feel, but also I'd eat the horse again. Moving on to, this is something that I find to be so interesting, and something that I feel like there's, you know, something that we don't really talk about very much, which is there are, like, we try to think about, like, you know, one, why is it, you know, our homeless population here in Vancouver and really just along the west coast of Canada, and, you know, and how it is directly related to the failings of states and provinces east of here. So, you know, what happens is there are places in the country that provide bus tickets for people who they don't want in their cities, who they don't feel the need to take care of and to feel the need to support, and they send them west. And so one of the things that I learned today is that in New York City, the same thing with migrants, when people get to New York, and this, I knew this happened in Pennsylvania and in some places in Ohio, and when people get to New York, the New York government provides them with bus tickets to the Canadian border. So like people that they don't want to support and take and you know and take care of and they provide they just buy them bus tickets. Like there is and must be, you know, so many places that rather than having that type of culture that is cultivated community and support and, you know, how can we do to help people who are obviously in crisis because they're fleeing their home, rather we can help them, we ship them somewhere else as if, yeah, just like as if they're not worthy of support and help. And so they just have to, you just kind of have to think about that. Like you leaving your home because your home is not sufficient for you to stay. Because everybody would stay home if they felt like home had everything that they needed. And it's not. And then you're fleeing with your family and you're trying to figure out where you need to go. And you heard of New York, the land of the free, will take your tired, you're hungry, you're poor, you're weak. That's what it says on the Statue of Liberty. And then you get there and they're like, oh, hold on. We got a Greyhound ticket for you. And they ship you to, not even to Toronto. They just ship you to the border between upstate New York and the border between Canada. Not like Toronto, just like somewhere in Ontario. And that's scary. Anyways, I don't know how you stop that. I just wanted to make you all aware because I did not know that that was a thing. And I'm going to tell you about two good things when we come back. And then after that, we're just going to jump right into the funny news because, listen, there's lots of hilarious shit going on. And you'll like it.
When I saw you in a bum bum shot, low jacking fat, try my luck, make her chop your walk. If we knock, you won't want to stop. Come on top, should I come on top? When I gave her top, she didn't want to go.
I know, your body bump like Claro, girl, no, they play my loving like so. Girl, I won't go where you won't go, and I go tell you things where you won't know. I hope you know, say the bum bum nice, and I won't hold you tight. You got a sweetest vibe.
Starboy ting, bet you never seen a man like me, bet you never seen a gang like this. Fashion week had to rise, GQ top 5, and I never came with a stylist. Better hold your girlfriend tight, cause the men's inside, my tight day ground, it's a crisis. She texts me and asks me if everything fine, I say yes mama, I'm the finest. She makes me cool and relax, that's no cap baby, that's just facts. Front so juicy, the back so fat, even if I leave, I gotta try, must come back. She got her mind right and she got her money right. It's only right that I introduce her to the cartel. And I told her after you, it's you. Ain't no replacement for the star girl.
Really, really, Mufasa. Oh, woman, Mr. Basha. When I saw you in a bum bum shot, low jacking fat, try my luck, make her the chop your walk. If we knock, you won't want to stop. Come on top, should I come on top? When I give her the wish, she didn't want to
call me daddy. Why not for me? Love a bad boy like me. Diamonds on me. With the motto shady. Calling out for tea. Looking for me. Them looking for me. They with the money. Bad man, no less stress. Like steady bend and pause. Steady give you all the feelings make you go. Baby, me and you pronto. And anything when you want, that's where you know face me. Oh yeah, make you choose what you want, money no face me. The way you want, no more get, I swear, got me lazy.
You won't want to stop. Come on top, should I come on top? When I give up,
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, go to CITR.ca and go give some goddamn money to the fund drive. Listen, you give some money to the fund drive. Listen, if you give $30 or five, or you pledge to get $5 a month, listen, you can get a CITR lighter. And if you're up this late, listen, I know you got something to set on fire, either a candle, whatever you need. Listen, if you give $60 or $10 a month, you get a CITR wine glass and a lighter. Listen, so then you could take that wine glass, pour whatever kind of juice you want to put in there, you know, light your candle, you know, sit back, relax. You can vibe out to CITR. You can show it off to your friends. You could be like, damn, look at me. I'm so fucking connected to the community. Bang. You can give $60 or $120. You got two wine glasses, and then you can show your friends, listen, not only am I connected to the community, but I share that connection. We can share in that. If you give $101.9 or $15 a month, you get a Discorder embossed hardcover notebook, a song dedication, and a CITR wine glass and a lighter. Wow. And if you get $500 or $45 a month, you get a monogrammed bathrobe, CITR lighter, a CITR wine glass, a notebook. Do you know what you could do with... you could listen. Imagine that night. Just close your eyes right now. Close your eyes. Imagine this. You have a monogrammed bathrobe. You just got out the bath or shower. You're sitting down on your couch. You're like, you know what? I really want to get into journaling. You take out your embossed hardcover notebook. You got your wine glass. You got, you know, maybe you got some Cab Sauv poured up. You lit a spliff, or maybe you lit a candle, and you're just like, you know what? I'm just in my zone. I'm manifesting just kind of what type of life that I want to live, what type of community I want to build, what type of community that I want to be a part of. What can I give? What can I share with others? Damn, that could be you for just $500 or $45 a month. $45 a month, that's like going out to eat once. Or you could give $1,000 or $80 a month. You can host your own show. You get a Fanta Records prize pack, monogram bathrobe, hardcover notebook, wine glass, lighter. Wow. And if you give, you could be recognized in the April-May issue of Discorder magazine. This is what you could be a part of. So, what was I saying? Listen, it's Black History Month. So what you're going to see is a lot of fucking shenanigans. One of the shenanigans that we've seen over the past few years is these American cop cars putting, like, you know, red, black, and green on the cop car. And, you know, sometimes they have some type of quote. Sometimes they have, like, you know, a picture of Africa on there, the continent. Sometimes they, you know, they might put Martin Luther King's face on there, which is crazy. Crazy if you read anything about Martin Luther King, you're like, wow, this is insane that they would do that. But they did it, and they continue to do it. Anyways, in Columbus, Ohio, there was a fake MLK quote, be the peace you wish to see in the world. Listen, Martin Luther King never said that. That is some home goods. Live, laugh, love, bullshit. Martin Luther King never said that. Listen, but I advise you to don't, maybe you can go, if you've never read the I Have a Dream speech, you can go read that. Go read the speech in full, but go read Letters to Birmingham. Go read, you know, go read the last speech Martin Luther King gave in Memphis before he died. Read something else. And you might be surprised in just understanding that, like, Martin Luther King is more than just this teddy bear figure that we like to paint him out to be. And it angers me to that, like, that's what we've reduced him to. So, listen, there's so many funny stories that are going on. So many funny stories. And I really want to play the clip from Bomani Jones, because I felt like, and I'm going to end on it, even though I said I'm not going to end on nothing sad, but this is not sad. It just makes you think a little bit. Could you imagine being, oh man, there's so many, you guys want to talk about, you know, hate on a 9-year-old kid, or do you want me to hate on a 90-year-old woman? Let's go within that woman first. This is not even hating. But a woman was pronounced dead at a New York nursing facility, only to be found hours later in a funeral home alive. Could you imagine waking up in a body bag, gasping and breathing for your life because people thought you were dead? So this 82-year-old woman, this 82-year-old woman in New York, in Long Island, was they thought she was dead. So they, you know, called the ambulance. They, you know, they took her to the funeral home. They were preparing her body. They put her in the bag in the morgue, and a few hours later, she woke up. Now, could you imagine? I guess when you're that old, you know what I mean? Like you, people maybe not breathing that hard. But honestly, I feel like that is some negligent shit. And after all the things that you hear about, like what happens in nursing homes and stuff, you're like not really surprised that that type of stuff goes on. It is scary. Like I could not even imagine what would happen. Like I woke up from some pretty bad dreams where like, you know, you wake up and it takes you, you know, you're disoriented and it takes you a few minutes to like think like, wow, what the hell just happened? Like, am I, you know, did I really do that? You know, are they going to come get me? Are the authorities after me? But really it's just a dream. But could you imagine, you know, that you're like, wow, I thought I almost died. And could you imagine waking up and be like, no, like you did die. And you're in a body bag, but you're like not dead. Like, what do? They take her back to the funeral? Do they take her back to the nursing home? Like, I would never want to go back to that place. Be crazy. Anyways, this 9-year-old boy becomes the youngest high school graduate ever. Now, you know, you see all these stories. And so, obviously, black excellence, you know. But you see all these stories about, like, you know, 14-year-old graduates from high school, 14-year-old, you know, work, you know, gets into Harvard, for, you know, 11-year-old, you know, starts college. When's the last time one of these, you know, young geniuses did anything crazy? Like, these people haven't, I mean, like, I've been looking at these stories for decades. You know, all of these young people, 14-year-old rocket scientists at MIT. Bruh, when are they going to do something and, like, you know, 14-year-old hack Sally Mae, clear student debt for everybody. Like, do something useful. I've never heard of one of these people. You know, we have idiots for president. You know, we have idiots in Congress, idiots everywhere. None of these 14-year-olds have saved us yet. Like, I feel like I want to see, like, 22-year-old defends, you know what I mean? Like, does something world-changing. You know, change the world. As someone who graduated high school at the normal age of 17 or 18, and has done, you know, little of note in my 33 years here on this earth, you know, I mean, relative to, you know, these geniuses, I feel like it would be a disappointment if, you know, I went to work and I think I work with some really smart people, but I work with somebody and they were like, you know what? I graduated high school at 9 years old, and I'm like, and you ended up here? Sitting next to me? Gotta feel bad about that. Like, I don't know if there's any, like, what's the benefit? Like, if I had a kid and they showed this type of, you know, level of intellect where they could, you know, graduate from college, I'm like, are they gonna have a better life? I don't know. I feel like if you're one of those geniuses and you're listening to this radio show, you know, call in 604-822-2487 and tell us, like, you know, tell us how much better your life is than ours. I would really, really love to hear about it. I read a story and I'm like, it just makes me feel like the world is ending. So China has reportedly cloned 3 super cows that are able to produce high quantities of milk. Now, would you drink milk from a cloned cow? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I guess how would I know though? By the time, it just seems like we're pretty much fucked. If they're cloning cows in China, they're cloning cows in China. I'm just going to say, like it says reportedly, I'm just going to say they're doing it. Let's just assume that they're doing it. The United States, the country where I was born, is worried about going to war with China. Now, I can tell you, now, if they're cloning, cows of China, we're going to lose. That's it. I don't understand, like, you know, the Second Amendment people, oh, we got to have guns, Listen, guns, what difference is it going to make? They got clones. It's over with. Let's pack it up. Let's pray for peace. Though this story made me sad. Oh, I keep going back. I'm like, no, this story made me sad. There's a bill that was introduced that would allow inmates trade their organs for less prison time, and introduced in Massachusetts. Now, listen, there's so dystopian to think that we are asking people to trade their organs for time off of their sentence. That's so bleak and so sad. And it makes me sad that we're a part of that. When we get back, I'm just gonna play the clip, because I think that it's so important to understand just kind of like where we're at. Listen, we're asking inmates to trade organs for prison time. We got clone cows. You know, when is one of these 9-year-olds going to help us out? Listen, if you're a 9-year-old and you have, you're going to Ivy League school, like, do us a favor. There's a 9-year-old girl who was, I don't even want to talk about the story because it pissed me off so much. A 9-year-old, so you know the spotted lanternfly. It is a menace to trees, bushes, shrubs, all types of things. It's an invasive species. And there's this little girl in Connecticut who found out that all you need is soap, water, and some apple cider vinegar, because apple cider vinegar does everything, and you go out and you can spray it on the spotted lanternfly, and what happens is you kill the fly, and then maybe you can try to save the trees. Well, anyways, somebody in her neighborhood called the police on her and said there's this little black woman walking around and being suspicious. And could you imagine, like, if you say little black woman, the person who called the police knows that that person is a girl, a little girl, calling the police. Rather than going out and asking your neighbor, hey, what are you doing? And then have the little girl educate you about the invasive species that's in your goddamn on your goddamn trees, you call the police. That's the fucking what's wrong with people. Anyways, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about a little bit what else is wrong with people, but in a fun way. It's only fun because I'm not saying it.
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
What?
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
Maybe you can go to...
I heard at CITR you can donate during Fun Drive from February 2nd to 9th to get cool prizes like lighters, wine glasses, bathrobes, and more. Donate to CITR to help community radio thrive.
To donate, go to CITR.ca/donate.
Hello.
Hey, I'm just going to come out and say it. I've been meaning to tell you this. I know that we've only been hanging out for some time, but you make my world so much brighter, and I have a really big crush on you, and... love with you.
Hey, sorry, the call keeps cutting out. Can you say that one more time?
Never mind. I'll see you in class tomorrow.
Make sure no voices get left unheard while they are talking about something they love. CITR is a place where people in the community can come together to talk about things they are passionate about. This year, CITR is raising money for a radio transmitter, which CITR cannot survive without because it literally transmits the radio, no pun intended. Help us make sure voices are being heard on the air by donating to CITR from February 2nd to 10th during the week of Fun Drive, and in return, you will receive a cool prize and will also help community radio survive and thrive.
And I'm an independent journalist who frequently writes about information access for Vice's motherboard. Last week, I reported that teachers in some Florida school districts have started clearing out their classrooms of books that could be considered harmful to minors. This comes after a new policy approved by the Florida Department of Education moved to treat classrooms more like school libraries. And the policy essentially says that school district employees who don't have a valid educational media specialist certificate that only school librarians have been directed to take, not teachers formally yet, could be held liable for knowingly or unknowingly providing access to a book that is deemed harmful to a minor. School district employees found in violation of the policy could be charged with a third-degree felony, which is why teachers are clearing their classrooms of their books for now so they can vet them for obscenity. Meanwhile, teachers are claiming that parental rights extremist groups like Moms for Liberty are trying to expand the definition of harmful to minors to include any book with LGBTQ+ characters and themes.
Hey, man. When I was in high school, we read a book called Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. And the title, 451, that was the temperature at which the pages of a book would burn. And I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, that I didn't read a lot of books in school. In fact, I skipped basically all of them because nobody told me like why we were reading them. I thought it was just basically you just wanted to make me do something to see if I could remember it, and then I hit you back with what I remembered, but they didn't do a good enough job explaining the purpose, so I just didn't read them. I remember I did read Fahrenheit 451 in high